This is Evangelist George McTyre of the Word of God Ministry, and I want to give you a little heads up on something here. At the start of the lesson here, I will be mentioning two different dates. One will be the date that the message was first published, and the second date will be the date that the message was transcribed, if you will, to audio. The reason why I'm giving you the dates is because during the reading of this message, I might make mention of some people, places, things, or events that were relevant at the time that the message was first published, which may or may not be relevant for today. And if that is the case, if I can remember, I'll try to give you a heads up on it. However, let me say this. When it comes down to the Word of God, His word is always relevant yesterday, today, and forever. It never ceases to be relevant. And those of you that are exposed to it would do well to take heed to it and to adjust your lives accordingly. Our message for this session is taken from the book of 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse number 21. And this session was first published back in the month of February of the year 2012. It's being put on audio in the month of November of the year 2024. And those of you that have the scripture available, you will find these words recorded. And Elijah came unto the people and said, How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. The title for this message, The Gloves Are Coming Off. This is part number 2 of an 11-part message. Now, when I left off last month's introduction, I stated that, as the title of this message says, it is time that I address some of the foolishness that passes for being God's word of as having his backing and support. In the past, I have alluded to certain issues but have not gone into any specific detail as to what I see as a major cause of the problem this nation and especially the black community face. It is obvious that we have problems and we need answers on how to solve them. However, if we are to do that, then we have to look at what is at the root of the problem. And as I mentioned last month, it is preachers that are the number one cause of our problems. Because these are the men and women that most of us that are Christians and some that aren't looked to for guidance. And if what they tell us is from God, we are going to be the better for it if we follow that advice. By the same token, if what they tell us is not of God and we follow them, then we are headed for trouble. Let's look at one preacher who is held in high esteem in the nation, and especially in the black community, and I am talking about Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. From the offset, this is not an attack on the man or his character. I have high respect for him and what he did for us as a people. However, there are things that he said that I dare say are ingrained in the hearts and minds of most of us. And because he said them, we accept and live our lives according to them. And herein lies one of our major problems. Many of us readily accept that what someone tells us if they have some air of popularity and importance to us. Unlike myself, if I, for instance, said something, nobody would hardly pay any attention to me, because to them, I am a nobody. But Dr. King, that's a whole different picture. What this man had to say has become the foundation of one of our major problems. Because a couple of these things are not what God supports, but because he was a preacher, the general consensus is he was speaking for God. Now, just what is it that he said that I am calling as being not of God? Well, let's look at his famous I Have a Dream speech. In it, near the end, he says, I have a dream that all God's children, red men, white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, I may not be quoting it exactly word for word, but you get the point. My point is this: what do you notice about this part of his speech? To clear it up, read this scripture, St. John chapter 3, verse number 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Compare these two statements and tell me if you can see the problem. Do you give up? Here it is, and it is a major reason for the problems we have in this nation and our community. Dr. King uses the phrase, all God's children. While Jesus said God only had one son. What is the significance of this? If God only had one son, then obviously we can't all be God's children. The problem is, because Dr. King said it, people are going around thinking all of us are his children. That means all of us are just as entitled to the blessings of God as anyone else. That despite whether we are straight or gay, Jew or Gentile, Protestant or Catholic, atheist, Muslim, or whatever, we have no need to repent or come to Christ because we are all in the family of God. Friend, nothing could be further from the truth. The only way a person can become a child of God is through the process of being born again. That's it. But when you think you are already his child, then the incentive for you to repent and come to Christ is greatly diminished. You see no need for it, because in your mind, God wouldn't send his child to hell. Let's look at another saying Dr. King made in his speech, Drum Major Instinct. In this speech, Dr. King says, after presenting the story of the two brothers, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, wanting to be seated on the right and left hand of Christ when he gets into glory. It sounds like a little selfishness, doesn't it? But who wouldn't want that honor? There would be high prestige for the person that attained it. However, Jesus said they didn't know what they were asking, and that it was the Father who would make that determination. Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 40. Now, it is interesting that in Matthew chapter number 20, verses 20 through 24, it's the mother who asks. Anyway, what could possibly be wrong with that position? Let's go a little further down the speech. Dr. King then goes on to say, this morning, you can be on his right hand and his left hand if you serve. Amen. It's the only way in. So here, Dr. King is urging us to seek doing the work of Christ so that we can be on his left and right hand in glory. Sounds good, doesn't it? Dedicate our lives to doing good so that we can be on either side of him, right or left. Big problem. Jesus says this in one parable found in Matthew chapter 25 and verse number 4, or Matthew 25 rather, 40, verse number 41, he says, then said he shall say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. What do you see? What I see is Dr. King is essentially telling us to strive to be on either of his sides, he ended it by saying this: "Yes, Jesus, I want to be on your right or left side. Yes, not for any selfish reason. I want to be on your right or your left side, not in terms of some political kingdom or ambition, but I just want to be there in love and in justice and in truth and in commitment to others so that we can make this old world a new world." But Jesus says those on the left hand are destined for hell. Can you imagine a preacher of the gospel telling saints to strive to be in a position of going to hell? Yet, without knowing it, that is the message Dr. King left his listeners with. Now, while many would say that I am nitpicking and that it doesn't really make that big of a deal or difference, really? Both of these speeches and others are played every year on the radio. Children recite them in plays, at school, and in the churches of this nation. They have been doing this over 40 years. If you think that hearing something over and over again, or reciting it over and over, doesn't have an effect on the psyche of a person, then you are a little more uneducated than I am giving you credit for. No offense intended, but I did say I was taking the gloves off. Remember, I said the major cause of our problems are preachers. Well, since very few preachers have mentioned since very few preachers have mentioned these two little contradictions to the Bible scripture, that is the same as saying they agree with it. A lot of them don't say anything because they haven't seen it. Others haven't because they don't see it, while others don't because they don't want to lose their favor with their members for attacking Dr. King. That is what it would be seen as by a lot of people. Do me a favor. If I ever say something that is not backed up by Bible scripture, please let me know. I don't want to be responsible for any soul being lost based on something I said that was not biblical. Anyway, Dr. King is gone, but there are thousands of preachers left that every Sunday promote these attitudes, and as a result, this nation and our community are bearing the brunt of God's wrath because of them. Churches have started ordaining active homosexuals because if they are God's children, then why not let them hold office in the church? Besides, God made them that way. Not. The left in this nation figure that being on the left is just as good as being on the right, so they strive to do their thing because being on the left is okay. They support all the things that God hates. but they are comfortable being on the left. After all, the pastors of the churches they attend lead them to believe that they are doing just fine. You know, if it wasn't for the deadly seriousness of it, it would be laughable. Here we have a society that on the one hand urges people to do the right things. When you take a test, it is the right answers that you give that determine if you pass or fail. Everything is judged by whether it is right or wrong. Spike Lee did a movie named Do the Right Thing. So everything is geared to doing what is right. Jesus even says that those on the right hand are headed, or on his white right hand, or on the right hand are headed to glory. Yet we have a group of people fighting against the right in this country. They are called the left. Another term for them is the wrong, or how about those headed for hell? Most of these people are being led by the Reverends Jesse Common Ground Jackson and Al Keeping It Real Sharpton to wage war against those that stand for what is right. Is it any coincidence that they or we are aptly named the right or the religious right? Notice this, despite what you may think about them or us, they or we generally stand for doing what is right, philosophically, ethically, economically, and more importantly, what is right in God's eyes. All of this conflict is because they, the left, believe being on the left hand is just another way to look at things and still get the glory. Tell me Dr. King's speeches aren't the root of this folly. And mind you, these are only a few examples. I haven't gone on a witch hunt to attack Dr. King. In fact, it wasn't until I heard the drum major speech did I realize what King was saying. So I got my Bible out and checked it, and there it was. Now I know why the left in this country hold the views that they do. Dr. King said it, so it must be okay. Mistakes, especially when it comes to God and His will or His word, have disastrous consequences. More next month. Well, that is the end of part two of our message. And we are, like I said, I'm not going to give you a commentary on the message until we get to the end, and then I'll give you a short commentary because the whole message actually is a commentary. So stay tuned for part number three. And to you and your family, until we get together again, may God bless you and your families real good. Good day.